The coal miners, power plant, and utility workers had traveled from as far as Montana, Wyoming, and North Dakota to give the EPA this message: don't regulate carbon dioxide. Because Congress has been unable to pass a climate change bill, President Obama has asked the EPA to step in. Now, the agency is drafting the first-ever regulations on carbon dioxide emissions from existing power plants to be released next June. The EPA is starting by holding 11 listening sessions in different cities to find out what people think about regulating CO2. But other than Denver, most of the locations are far from areas where coal is mined and burned. That bothers people like Jessica Unruh, a North Dakota state senator who traveled to Denver.
Holding meetings in locations far from those that will be most impacted by your regulations disenfranchises from the process people whose livelihoods will be directly affected.
Many people worried the regulations would make electricity more expensive. Others said coal-fired power plants would be forced to close if they couldn't afford expensive carbon dioxide capture technology. Here's Toby Violet, a coal plant employee from Montana.
These regulations are also job and economy killers. Good paying jobs, lots of good paying jobs. I think the benefits of coal are tremendous.
But others, like Denver resident Scott Braden, pointed out that climate change is already harming the American economy.
We have seen an increase in erratic and extreme weather, fires, drought, floods, extreme heat, and this has had a real cost. With all due respect to the thousands of people who are impacted by any regulation, the impacts of what I've just described have affected millions of people.
People also worried about previous investments in pollution controls that would be wasted if carbon regulations force coal plants to close. Lloyd Bouchon represents the Lignite Energy Council in North Dakota.
EPA regulations must not cause premature closures of coal units resulting in stranded investment and emission controls.
Others told EPA it was focusing too much on coal and ignoring the water pollution and CO2 emissions caused by the natural gas industry. And still others worried no amount of carbon dioxide regulations in the United States would make a difference, as long as the demand for coal is still high in China and other countries. To that argument, Denver resident Josh Phillips had this response.
The U.S., and specifically Colorado, has a chance to be a real leader in reducing carbon emissions. It is that pioneering spirit that made our country great, that's made our state a leader in moving towards a clean energy future.
Environmental groups were mostly absent from the debate, leaving regular people like Phillips to make their arguments for them. But as the EPA tour swings through left-leaning cities like Seattle and San Francisco this week, those in favor of carbon dioxide regulations may become the louder voice in the room. For KVNF, I'm Emily Guerin.